Mini episode 924 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 924 and our preview of NFL Week 14. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with a look around the league and picks for each game. I was 6-10 last week, 2-1 on my big three and 1-0 on my lock pick, bringing me to 94-94-2, 23-15-1, and 9-4 on the year in those categories. On Thursday night, it's a must-win game in the ATL as the Saints come to town with a chance to knock their arch rivals, the defending NFC champions, out of the playoffs. The Falcons are laying 2.5 up from 2. It's hard to like Atlanta given the trajectory of both teams, but surprisingly, their defensive yardage, both rushing and passing-wise, matches up well with New Orleans, and given their desperation, we'll take them. But Sunday's tilt between the Raiders and Chiefs at Arrowhead marries a must-win game for both teams with a red-hot rivalry. Oaktown's getting 4, down from 4.5. The Raiders' offense has bounced back recently, and KC can't stop anybody right now, so take the road dog. Who the heck would be a short home favorite against San Francisco? That would be the Texans, sans Deshaun Watson. They're only laying 2.5 up from 1.5. But they are tougher at home. Their secondary has improved, and the Niners probably can't exploit their run defense. Get on Houston. In an intriguing potential playoff preview, Minnesota comes to Carolina, laying 2.5 up from 1. It should be a very low-scoring game with both of these defenses, but we're going to go against the Vikings, given that they're playing their third game in a row on the road. In a game with absolutely no playoff implications whatsoever, the Bears come to the Natty, getting 7 up from 6. This is a tough one because that's a lot for a mediocre at best Bengals team to be laying, but Chi-Town can't get out of its own way right now, so we're going to go against them. You gotta hate when this happens, a real a-hole move by Vegas not giving us a line for Detroit at Tampa Bay. So we'll set a provisional line as we always do. Take the Lions if they're favored by 6.5 points or less, or somehow getting points. Sadly, it's the same with Indianapolis at Buffalo. Thanks, Vegas. Take Buffalo if they're laying 8.5 points or less. The Cowboys are getting just the boost that they need right now, a date with the Giants, albeit at the Meadowlands. They're laying 3.5 down from 6. Dallas theoretically is still in the playoff hunt, and it's not like New York is going to unquit just because Ben McAdoo is gone and Eli is back. Take the Cowboys. 2 weeks ago in the desert, the Cardinals upended one of the AFC South contenders. Can they do the same this week against the other one? They're getting 2.5 down from a field goal from Tennessee. The Titans have feasted on garbage QBs all year long, and they'll do so again here and route to a cover. Another indicator of 2017's weirdness is that the Jags have a better shot at the playoffs than Seattle. Jacksonville's laying 2.5 down from 3.5 at home. Even against the Seahawks secondary that's a shell of itself right now, Blake Bortles has to prove himself before we'll pick him to hang in a game like this. Go against the Jags. In another of these huge NFC matchups that didn't seem like they'd be interesting at all before the season, the Eagles visit the LA Coliseum in a game that will loom large in the struggle for home field advantage. Philly is getting 2 down from 1. This is LA's third game against an NFC division leader in 4 weeks, which should make them vulnerable to a Philadelphia cover. One team's fighting for home field advantage, one team's fighting just to make the playoffs. It's yet another iteration of the Pittsburgh-Baltimore rivalry, with the Steelers laying 4.5 down from a touchdown at home. At this point, the Ravens have to prove that they can still hang with Pittsburgh, so until then, we wouldn't take them in a spot like this. You gotta believe that ESPN would really love to be able to flex out of their Monday night game. The Pats are laying 12 at Miami. They've been prone to December letdowns in the past, and coming off of 4 consecutive huge wins, we'll take the fish to get the backdoor cover. Now for the big three. It's a measure of what a pathetic season Denver's having that they're having a much worse campaign than the Jets. And yet they started off laying 1.5 at home to them in a game that's now a pick 'em. We're making this a why ask why because the Broncos should be getting points from just about anyone, anywhere right now with this historically stinky offense. So, paradoxically, we're on Denver. The Redskins are only a game back from the Chargers, but they're playing in the NFC, so they're out of the playoff picture as opposed to LA. They come to the Junior College Soccer Stadium getting 5.5 down from 6.5. Right now, Los Angeles is a good team, going on a 6-2 tear after starting 0-4. And Washington has been a classic bully, beating up on lesser teams while only notching one quality win all year, ironically against the other LA franchise, so we're taking the Chargers. And now for the 1,000-star, gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 14. If you doubted that the 2017 Browns are the biggest brown stain in league history, wonder no more. Not only are they en route to 0-16, their fans don't even get to see Aaron Rodgers play them in his prime. Instead, they get the faux Packers, who are laying a field goal up from 3.5. Brett Hundley's been up and down, but given that they actually have an outside chance to stay in the playoff hunt, pending A.A. Ron's return, don't doubt that they will cover here. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.